You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's aged care sector is in crisis, with more than 500 staff and residents testing positive for coronavirus so far across more than 30 facilities. It comes as the state's death toll climbs by five, with another 357 new infections detected. Amongst the latest figures are an additional case at St Basil's Home for the Aged and three more linked to Estia Health in Ardea. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews admits it is difficult to prevent outbreaks in aged care.
Aged care settings, particularly with many casual workers, are a really challenging setting. And we see that both in terms of the number of cases and also the number of people who are, by the very nature of these settings, frail and aged. Many have underlying health issues. It is a very, very challenging environment.
Mr Andrews says the government is providing support, including restricting casual staff to one site, limiting visitors, and enforcing the mandatory use of personal protective equipment. But peak body Leading Age Services Australia says the government should have been quicker to insist masks be worn in aged care, and says some homes are struggling to obtain masks. The group's Tim Hicks says limiting workers to one site is also contributing to the shortage of aged care staff. Mr Hicks is calling for the federal government to bring more workers to Victoria.
What we're seeing is, with so many different outbreaks occurring, all those staff are being sucked up. Some of those staff don't want to, when push comes to shove, go and work in a facility with an outbreak, and that's understandable. They've got their own situations that they have to take into account. But all this means that, you know, things are really, as I think we said yesterday, at the precipice, and we need to start seeing some action.
The federal and Victorian governments have announced the launch of a new aged care response centre. It will be jointly managed by Emergency Management Australia, Emergency Management Victoria, and Vic Health. Health Minister Greg Hunt says it's an important step forward in coordinating a rapid response to the crisis.
Its tasks will include quality control, workforce provision, prevention of outbreaks, rapid response, supporting providers, communications to families and others.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, warns new infections are remaining stubbornly high. And with fresh calls to move to a Stage 4 lockdown, Professor Sutton insists a stricter shutdown of industry would not prevent transmission.
I know people have talked about Stage 4 and a broader shutdown, but the very places where we're seeing outbreaks, the very places where we're seeing transmission, are the places that would remain open if we went to a kind of Stage 4, sectoral shutdown.
New South Wales has confirmed 15 new cases, including 8 linked to the Thai Rock restaurant, taking that cluster to 60. 4 additional cases are associated with a Fairfield woman who attended several funeral gatherings and church services. Police were forced to intervene at a music festival attended by up to 100 people in bushland near Jindabyne, complete with a bonfire, amplified music setup, and DJ. Assistant Commissioner Scott White says many of the attendees fled into the bush after police arrived.
Every single person that's been identified will be fined. Obviously, in the operational circumstances, people seem to leave before we get a lot of their details, but there was a significant number detained and they'll be receiving process.
Police are also reminding hospitality venues to follow new restrictions, including mandatory sign-ins, prepared COVID-safe plans, a cap of 300 people, and maximum group bookings of 10. New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott warns venues face harsh penalties for flouting the rules.
If licensees and restaurants and businesses do the wrong thing, they will immediately receive a $5,000 fine. If they do the wrong thing again, they will get a $50,000 fine. Sorry, if they do the wrong thing again, they will be closed for 1 week. And if they do the wrong thing a third time, they could be closed for up to a month. There are no three strikes when it comes to a pandemic.
Queensland pubgoers are being warned not to stand at bars or high tables after the measure was reimposed on Friday. Some venue owners have expressed frustration over the ban, which means customers must be seated while eating and drinking. Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the restrictions help keep businesses open.
We do not want to get to the point where we have to close down businesses again. And so while I understand that these new restrictions make doing business and having a drink a little bit harder, it's not too much to sacrifice to be able to keep those doors open and keep all of those workers employed.
Two historical cases of coronavirus have been found in Western Australia, including one from the Ruby Princess, although no active cases have been reported for a week running. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.